sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Marini Marasi Shiyechi from Roshid Ben Peshadina, Bracha Batzal Chomase Yadav, Yoshev Mian Shil Ben Risa Rus, for Sheni Chana Bats Malka, the Rafuas, Rav Yosef Moshe Chaim, Marasarle Bats Rivka Lu Nishmas, Marasester Bats Rav Shmuel, Reb Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Rav Yaakov Tzvi, Rav Alexander Zusha, Ben Rav Yosef. In Medrash Rabbah, Parash Ayin Zayin, it says, "Ain the quotes the pasuk, Ain kekel. There is nobody like God. Umi kekel Yishurun, and who is like God? Yisrael Saba, our grandfather, Jacob, Yisrael. Yisrael is like Hashem. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu ksiv bo v'niskav Hashem levado." Af Yaakov, Vaivaser Yaakov Levado. They both have the word Levado attached to them. So Yaakov is like Hashem. So what is the explanation of this? Says the holy Shem Shmuel in the year Tav Resh Ayin Aleph. We're talking approximately 1911. Maybe it was a little bit before, maybe it was right before the new year, it was the end of 1910. How exciting is this, sweet friends? Nira Bir Hadvarim, he writes, Dine Briya Sa'olam Haisa Yidei Tzimtzum. How did Hashem create the world, Kaviyachol? He contracted himself. V'lachen Yesh Kiyum L'chol HaBriya. That's what allows us to exist. Because God made room for us. Dim Loken Bilti Efshar Haya L'Briya L'Skayim. Ki Aysa Mizbatelas B'Mitzius. Otherwise the Briya could not exist. Because it would be eradicated. It would not have be able to have an existence because where there would be no room for it. But because of this tzimtzum, because Hashem made room for us, there is a possibility we are liable to come to this dualism and say, I am king. Step aside, Lord. Unlike in the future, Shekasuv, it says in Isaiah chapter 2, V'nizgav Hashem levado bayomahu v'alilim kolil yachalov u'bar mros surumat v'chiloi sofer b'nachar Hashem v'mhader goinoi, that it says that in the future God will be alone and all of the idols will be removed and we will go into the nooks and crannies and into the tunnels and because we're so afraid of Hashem and His glory. People think, Mashiach's going to come, we're going to come, we're going to dance, we're going to sing. Is that the way Yeshayahu describes it? We're going to see Pachad Hashem and Hader Gaono, and we're going to be afraid. It's going to be Yeres Haromimus, Uvamro Surum Chilo Safar, Bnei Pachad Hashem and Hader Gaono. And then there's going to be no room for duality, for dualism, for saying that there's more than one. We know that only God rules. By Yaakov it says the pasuk that he passed Mavor Yabok, and we know that Yabok is an acronym, is a Rashi Tevos for Yichud Bracha and Kedusha. Yud Yichud Beis Bracha Kuf Kedusha Yabok. The inyan Yichud Bracha v'Kedusha Shaych Rak Mokum Shenimtza Keneged Ulis Damos Shiyesh Shneius Shaych Lomar Yichud. What's the idea of Yichud Hashem? There's only one. That negates the fact that there's two. If there's a possibility of two, that's one. So we say, no, there's one, there's not two. V'chein bracha and kedusha, so to blessing and holiness, as it says in Ecclesiastes, in the second chapter, ki yisron ha'or min ha'choshech, deim yesh chashchus, shayach yotzer or, that or is much greater when it comes out of the choshech. The darker it is, the more the light is accentuated. There can only be light if there is a notion of darkness. The or comes, the yisron of or, the benefit of or, comes from the choshech. Because there's dark, we can appreciate the light. V'yakov shavras mavar yabo kainulis shizdabik mokon kovoa chen shaykh shamashum isdama shoshnius chasham. Yaakov went beyond that. He was over mavar yabo yichud brachim kedusha. He went to a place where there can be no dualism, where there is only Hashem, where there's nothing else to talk about, and nothing else is possible. Lemaila mikol nevram, above all creations. V'zeh shekatuv. And that's what it says. In the Midrash. That's what it says in the Pasuk by Vosi Yaakov Levado. The Sham Hu Levado Hu. The Shum Biri Ene Yechol Lovel Listabik Shama. V'lekach Nitzchul Amaloch. The Amalochim Nivru B'Sheni. V'achash Yaakov Listabik Kol Kach Gavoyim Ken B'tzius L'Yechol Amalach Lamod Negdo. That's how he beat the Malach. Because the Malachim are created on the second day. And Yaakov went to a place where there's no Shniut, where there's no dualism, where there's only Levado, where all there is Hashem. There's no other Metzius. Yaakov was able to break through all this Tzimtzum and get to what's real, where it's only Hashem. And that's what the Medrash means when it says that La'asid Yevin Iskav Hashem Levado Shiz Batlu Kol HaTzimtzumim Vizdamus HaShniyus. All of the Tzimtzumim, all of this contracting of God's presence, all of this notion that people have that there's duality in the world, that there's more than one, there's more than one power, is going to be completely erased and nullified. Everything that everyone's talking about now, and CNN and CNN and Fox News and the New York Times and the New York Post and the Washington Post and all the different publications and all the websites and all the podcasts and all the radio shows and everything. It's all going to be completely wiped out. And everyone's going to know that Hashem is one. All the narishkeit that the whole Welt is busy with, garnished. It's going to be Levado, it's going to be Hashem. Kein yi, kein hoya, vayivos Yaakov Levado, shizdabik mailo yonad moi, shen kol neviyachol izdabik shom rak Yaakov Levado. So Yaakov got to that place of Levado. That place of biladiyut. Where it was only him and there was no other power. And with this we can understand the end of the seven hishtachavoyos, the seven bowings down at Gishto Alochi Vinevkudush and Abu Mazik Be Rabban and Dabai Rabacha Bar Yankiv all of us Behu Be Rabban and Idmila Kitanina the Shiva Resh say called Kriya the Koranasar Chad Resha. So it was a certain beast and it had seven heads, and every time that the Amora would bow, Rav Acher Bar Yankiv, he would go and bow, and one of their heads would be knocked off. One of the heads would go off. And the Maharsha there in Chumash Agadas writes that the seven heads are the seven kochos hatuma that the Nachash HaKadmoni brought to the world, and that's Rav Acher Bar Yankiv was able to vanquish. What are these seven kochos hatuma? So the Shem Yishmuel suggests he mace. Sheretz, Nevela, Ziva, Nida, Yoledes, Vitzaras. Those seven that are all Tamei. Mace is Tamei. Sheretz is Tamei. That animal is Tamei. A Ziva and a Nida, when a woman's in her different parts of her cycle. A Yoledes gives birth. There's Tuma, Tzaras. And we know in Kabbalah that the Shiva Kochas HaTuma are connected to the Shiva Simei HaBinyan, the 7 days of building. Because above the 7 days of building, they have no shlita. And it's also known that Esav is Mizir Anpin de Klipa. He is like the microcosm of this impure shell, and all seven powers of Tumah are encapsulated in Esav, Rahman al Itzman. And Yaakov was Oiver Maver Yabok. So he was above the Shivya Me'abinyan. He was above the 7 days of building. And every time he bowed down, he knocked off one head, like Rechav Yankiv, removed more of the Kochas HaTuma. And all that was left in Esav was the Chelek HaTov. Shehayu Barosho, Nishamos, Gevohos, Vizeu, Achiv Shel Yankiv. He was Yaakov's brother. Yaakov was able to remove the seven Klipas, the seven Kochas HaTuma, Ad Gishto Ad Echiv, until his brother. He got to his brotherhood with Yaakov. He got to that place of purity. And if he would have just stayed where Yaakov, what Yaakov did with him with these bowing downs, that all the Kochas HaTuma removed, then everything would have been awesome. It would have remained good. But because of his arrogance, he went back to the way he was. He went back to his path, meaning he went back to the way he was. Kiboso arega shidibri mo yankiv hayatov achachakach nofal madrigaso. He had it, and then he lost it. Rachman litzlan. Meseyem Hashem Yishmuel v'nei b'Shabbat Adam mitaleu mimeila nifradim imenu kochot hara. V'mi Adam machzik et atzmo kol yimei shavu imma shenishar lo mishabbat. Haya Adam gadol meod. Achim yipochas v'chalila lo shavu lekadmuto. ומזה יוצאת לנו תוכחת מוסר שיחזיק אדם את עצמו במדרגת שבת, כי על זה גם יעקב לא הועיל לעשיו. So, we have that same koach. We can grab onto Shabbos and stick with it. We become great people. If we're Shabbos dick all week long. And just not to let ourselves go down. That's our avoda. Okay. Delicious friends. Short and sweet we made this shir. And we have so much more to say. Hashem should give us the koach to say it. And Hashem should give you the simcha and the time and the menuchas and nefesh to listen. And we should be zelchem mirtz Hashem. To v'nizkav Hashem levado bayom ahu. Good Shabbos, beloved friends.